God's Guidance is Sure, written by Lydia Brownback and read by Kelly Gibbons. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 121, 3 and 4. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Psalms 120 through 134 are called songs of ascent, which means they were likely sung as God's people went up to Jerusalem to participate in sacred festivals and special times of worship. Psalm 121 was composed to encourage trust in the Lord. The journey to Jerusalem could be long and frequently dangerous, and the psalmist, pondering the path ahead, recognizes his need for divine aid. Perhaps the hills he sees in the distance were those marking his destination, Jerusalem, or they might have been the hills on which people worshipped idols. In either case, he knows he cannot get to where he is going under his own strength. As verses 1 and 2 remind us, the God who created the path must guard his people as they travel on it. They are set on reaching the place of God's special presence. The psalmist is confident that they will get there because of God's watchful care. In verses 3 and 4, we see that the travelers need sleep, but God does not, and he will protect them during the dark nights. In verses 5 and 6, we see that the heat of the desert day won't harm them either, because God provides every necessity for completing the journey. In verse 7, we see that God's provision isn't merely physical. He also guards them from every evil snare that could derail their course. And in verse 8, we see that God is with them not only as they journey, but also when they get there. His care is constant. Determined commitment propels our path, but reaching the destination is possible only because God gets us there. Left to ourselves, we would wander off course or be taken away. Determination simply isn't enough. Christ is our surety, and in him we are secure till the end. As Jude 24 and 25 say, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority, before all time and now and forever. Amen."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.